Good morning, everyone. It's different to be up high with a microphone. And I'm a little nervous about that water because I use my hands when I talk, so I'm going to keep them up here. For those who don't know me, I'm Maria Womble, and our family has been a part of Grace Bible Church for a little over 8 years. One of the things that I love about Grace is our pastor's desire for corporate worship. He involves the body in all of our services through music, through the reading of Scripture, and another way is through these living pictures, which are simply believers sharing what God is doing in their lives. So I've always been encouraged and often challenged when I hear other people share. And last year, Gary Casto shared how he was moved to read large chunks of Scripture at a time, and it really stuck in my mind, but I couldn't decide how to go about it. I didn't know which book to read first, how quickly to go through it, whether I should pause to, like, investigate things that I would read. I'm a little nerdy. So anyway, I like to have a plan, so I was a bit frozen, and a few months later, I was on the internet looking. I thought, you know, there's bound to be some reading plans where somebody has already done the work for me. So I did come across several of those. The time frames varied anywhere from 90 days to 2 years, and I mentioned it to my daughter Cheyenne, and she immediately wanted to start. God has a tendency to use her in my life to propel me forward when I am frozen. So, but she had been wanting to read through the Bible all the way through for a while, and so we decided to do it together. We chose a time frame, and we got started. And it's interesting to see what stands out to each of us. We don't necessarily talk about it every day or, go through everything together, but we are at the same passages at the same time. Not long after we started, my son Jake wanted to join in, but he finds it easier to listen. So he found an app for his phone where he could listen to the Bible being read aloud. And so he has been doing that, and I found that there are a lot of free resources. Used to, you know, you could find the Bible on cassette tapes, if y'all remember those. If you can find a cassette player now, you're doing great, but there are other options, and so that's what we have done. And as Gary shared, reading like this is totally different than studying a particular passage. It's given me a fresh perspective and understanding of the Bible as a whole, especially the Old Testament, which I have never read through as succinctly as I'm doing now. It's also given me a greater understanding of how God has related to his people and just how other he really is. And I do not think that this is the only way to read Scripture. Of course, you know, there's benefit to doing deep Bible study as well. This is just has been a very different thing for me, and I've very much enjoyed it. We're now more than halfway through the Bible. It's been a challenge, but it's been a huge blessing. And I'm just here to encourage you. Maybe you're like me and need a plan, and I'm here to tell you there are plenty out there. Or maybe you would benefit from having somebody do it along with you just for that accountability and the encouragement that comes from that. And so I tell you just to take that first step. One thing I did do is we started with the New Testament so that we would get in the habit of reading with something a little lighter before we delved into the Pentateuch. And the last thing I would like to say is just to remember that God's word does not return void. And I absolutely love what David Moxley says when he reads Scripture. He says something to the effect that may God bless the reading of his word.